Well, howdy, friends and neighbors. This is your host, Jack Lewis of Old Server Station Radio, bringing you my very first bluegrass and old-time music radio show. And you're listening to one of the greatest old-time bands there ever was, the original Orchard Grass Old-Time Band of Southwestern Virginia, playing Mississippi Sawyer. Take it away, boys and girls. You. Now, doesn't that music just make you want to get out there and dance? You bet it does, and that's exactly what the tune Mississippi Sawyer was created to do. But there I go again, getting ahead of myself, because here's my first radio show about old-time and bluegrass music, and I figure I ought to try and explain what old-time bluegrass and gospel music is all about, and now that's what I'm going to do. Now, if you've been a-listening to Old Server Station Radio on the internet streamed by those lovely people at Live365.com, then you already know I play old-time bluegrass and gospel music by unsigned bands only. And that means you're going to hear musicians that play only acoustic instruments because they love and want to preserve this music, and so they believe electric guitars, drums, and other electrified instruments belong in the rock and roll band, not in a mountain music band. And if you're listening to this radio show as a podcast, then I'm sure glad you're listening. And if you like my show, then I want to personally invite you to listen to my Live 365 internet radio station. Now, to do that, all you have to do is point your internet browser at radio.serverstation.com. Serverstation is one word and spelled S-U-R-B-E-R-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. Don't use those three double U's in front of that. Just enter radio.serverstation.com. That'll take you to my home page, and then just click the play button, and that will take you to my streaming station on Live365.com. Okay, now let's get back to my show. The band you just heard is an old-time band. When I was a kid, that kind of music was called hillbilly music, and it was the kind of music you heard on the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. The original Orchard Grass old-time band played Mississippi Sawyer and many other dance tunes for numerous square dances throughout their illustrious career. Many of the songs they play are called traditional dance songs, which means no one really knows who wrote them, because many of them had their roots all the way back to the British Isles and to Ireland. The first English, Scot, and Irish settlers who came to America and inhabited the Appalachian Mountains brought with them this kind of music for the entertainment of their families and neighbors. And I'm happy to say that music is still alive and well all along the Appalachian Mountain chain and has spread throughout the world. Mississippi Sawyer is just one of many great tunes on the Orchard Grass Old Time Band's latest album called The Best of the Original Orchard Grass Old Time Band. You'll be a hearing more old time music by this band, but first I want you to listen to some fine bluegrass music by one of the best known independent bands in the Roanoke, Virginia area, the Craig County Boys. Take it away, boys. Pretty fine picking there by the Craig County Boys, don't you think? The song they were playing is called Liberty, and it, too, is an old dance song that goes way back. So if both bands were playing an old-time song, what makes the Orchard Grass an old-time band and the Craig County Boys a bluegrass band? Well, the big difference is all the artists in an old-time band usually play their instruments all the time when they play a tune. The artists in a bluegrass band, on the other hand, take turns playing their instruments when they play a song. These turns are referred to as breaks. One artist takes the lead and plays the melody while the other artist just plays chords. The Craig County Boys started off Liberty with the mandolin players. Then their fiddle player came in and took a break. Then the banjo player came in and took a break. And then the lead went back to the mandolin players. Then the guitar player took a break, and finally the mandolin players ended up the song. Let's listen again to just a part of each of these songs and see if you can detect what's going on. Both of these bands have great musicians, but they play in different styles. Which you like depends on you, the listener. In general, dancers seem to prefer the way an old-time band plays, probably because they are more interested in the beat and aren't so interested in individual musicians' abilities to play their instruments. Okay now. Let's listen to some songs with vocals by these two bands and see if you can detect the difference in the vocal styles between old time and bluegrass music. Pay particular attention to the harmonies.
We need these memories still. his bedside. As the tears filled up the wrinkles on his face, as I held his withered hands, he softly whispered, "Son, I'm going to live in a better place. I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops. For my dwelling, and the streets of gold will run by my front door. I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops. I'll have legs that will never ache with pain.
Both of these bands have very good male lead vocalists, but the way the harmonies are done are a bit different. Bluegrass bands tend to have all men singing harmonies, and a characteristic is to have one sing high tenor. Some people like a high tenor harmonizer, and Bill Monroe, one of the legends in bluegrass, took it right to the fine edge between music and squealing. Now let's talk about styles and instruments. The banjo has always been an important instrument in an old-time band, and it remains an important instrument in a bluegrass band. Did you know that the banjo was from Africa and introduced to America by slaves? It's a bit sad that you don't find many blacks playing that instrument anymore. In earlier times, an old-time band might consist only of a banjo player and a fiddle player. They were known to sit in a passageway between a two-room schoolhouse and play dance songs while folks danced in the two rooms. The banjo was played clawhammer style, meaning the musicians strike all strings at once instead of picking on individual strings. In the 1950s, Earl Scruggs developed a banjo picking style that has become known as bluegrass style banjo playing. A resonator is also often added to the back of the banjo to make it, resonate and sound louder. The resonator is usually not found on a banjo being played clawhammer style. Let's first take a listen to the Orchard Grass Band playing Cacklin' Hen and listen to the banjo player playing clawhammer style. Take it away, boys and girls. Now, isn't that just amazing? A dance song played using only a banjo and a bass fiddle. Okay, now let's listen to the Craig County Boys play Back Home on the Farm, a song that lead singer James Christian wrote. Take it away, boys.
Humming soft and low, rushing about the kitchen, cooking on the lowest stove. Where I can hear the rooster crowing in the barn. These were the happy days back home on the farm.
I sure hope you heard the distinct picking style of the banjo when that song kicked off. Well, now I'm going to play a song from a band called the Oriskany Strings. They're somewhat unique in that they have both a bluegrass banjo player and a clawhammer banjo player, which they use to create a unique sound. Here's an old-time tune called Little Rosewood Casket.
There's a little rosewood casket laying on a marble stand, and a package of old letters written by my true love's hand. Go and get them fall asleep. Fall asleep to wake in Jesus. Dearest sister, do not wait. Tell him if you see him, sister, that I never cease to love, and my dying prayers to meet him in a better land above. There's a little rosewood casket laying on a marble step, and a package of the
You might say this is both an old-time and bluegrass band, but whatever you call them, they are darn good to listen to. The fiddle is another instrument that can be played in many styles and has been around for a very long time. A fiddle and a violin are really the same instrument, but it's a violin in a classical orchestra and a fiddle in mountain music bands. With such a versatile instrument, perhaps it's not too surprising that it would evolve having different styles of playing in old-time music and bluegrass music. Let's give a listen first to the Orchard Grass Old-Time Band playing Sugar Hill, and pay particular attention to the fiddle player. Take it away, boys and girls.
Thank you.
Just no doubt about it, that song sure does make me want to dance. A driving beat led by a fiddle. Well, now let's hear the Craig County Boys do Columbus Stockade Blues and listen to the way the fiddle is being played, and take it away there, boys.
Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. In your heart, you love another. Leave little darling, I don't mind.
Jerry Wood on the fiddle, and he is one outstanding fiddle player. He can play many styles, but in this case he is certainly jazzing it up, and that's typical in bluegrass music. There's one more thing that makes an old-time music different from bluegrass, and that's the tempo or speed of playing. The Craig County Boys play at a moderate speed, much like the old-time bands. So most folks would say that Craig County Boys play traditional bluegrass. But now I want you to listen to Todd Taylor, the banjo man, blaze away on a tune called Washington County. Take it away there, Todd.
Thank you.
Wow, 90 miles per hour, bluegrass, wouldn't you say? Think you could dance to that? Well, now let's listen to Carol Lewis and the Oriskany Strings play Banjo Pickin' Girl. Take it away there, Carol. Playing old time style, and you can hear they are playing the dancers. They're playing slow enough so that you can actually hear the words the lead vocalist is singing. Some people complain that as bluegrass gets faster and faster, all you can do is listen to the music because you can't dance to it and you can't understand what the vocalists are saying. But I'm not going to let you be the judge on that matter. Okay, so before I move on to my final subject, let me summarize my views on the differences between old time and bluegrass music. First, I pointed out that in bluegrass music, musicians nearly always take breaks that feature each instrument in the band. Old time musicians usually play their instruments all at once during the entire song. Next, the vocalists in bluegrass bands tend to be all males, and one is singing high tenor. In an old-time band, the vocalists tend to be male and female, and are not high tenors. The banjo in a bluegrass band has a resonator and is played Scruggs Pickin' style. In an old-time band, the banjo usually doesn't have a resonator and is played Clawhammer style. The fiddle in a bluegrass band can and often is played in a jazzy style. In an old-time band, the fiddle is played in a traditional style. Bluegrass bands tend to play much faster than old-time bands, and it seems that modern bluegrass is all about how fast the musicians can play. Old-time bands play just as fast as it is comfortable for dancers and emphasize vocals that can be understood and express emotions. Now, I sure hope I haven't offended anyone in this comparison between old-time and bluegrass music. And if you have different views or would like to make comments, please go to my website at radio.serverstation.com and click on my blog link. Register and then share your views. I sure would appreciate it, and I'm sure all my listeners would appreciate it too. All right, so how does gospel music fit into this picture? Well, religion came to the Appalachian Mountains with the settlers, and most were devout Christians. So what we now call old-time bands played their music at churches, and many songs about Christ and heaven evolved. Bluegrass music, having its roots in old-time music, continued to play these gospel songs, but in the bluegrass style. I'm going to play a medley of songs by the original Orchard Grass Old Time Band, the Oriskany Strings, and the Craig County Boys, so you can hear that the only difference is in the style of playing the songs.
Every step on this ladder is another victory. ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. At the top of the ladder, oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me.
Joy there will be, and the angels are holding up this ladder. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there shall be, and the angels are holding up this ladder for me. As I climb the gospel ladder, always heeding every sign. Know my Savior's with me and He's teaching me to climb. Every day that I find is a battle for me. Every step on this ladder is another victory.
Oh yeah,
they're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there shall be.
Well, that about ends up my show. I sure do appreciate you listening, and I sure hope you will visit my website and check out the bands you've just heard. I have links there where you can buy their CDs, and I can guarantee you that they sure would appreciate if you bought one of their CDs. It would make them feel real good and keep them creating that pretty music. And don't forget to send me an email and let me know what you think of my radio show and what you think about these bands. We sure would appreciate it. My website address, once again, is radio.serberstation.com. And Server Station is spelled SURBERSTATION. So until next time, this is Jack Lewis of Old Server Station Radio, wishing you the very best.